Welcome to the Full Money Audio Commentary. This is Owen Tracy recording at 9:12 Greenwich Mean Time. Today is January 21st. Well, today was a day where we saw that the Bears are just not going to have it all their own way. Following yesterday's very weak close on Wall Street and the fact that Europe, for right across the boards, is testing the lower side of its range, we saw a very strong close on Wall Street, practically completely countermanding the downward push that we saw yesterday. And we see that the Dow and the S&P are up 3.5% and 4.5% respectively, with the Nasdaq up 4.6%. So very good action here. It's also being followed by some other rather large moves here. We have Treasuries closing down the day nearly 4 full points. That is a rather large downward dynamic. It's broken through that 132 level, which had been the area of support that had been evident from that big pull down from 142, more or less. And it looks like that Treasuries are about to reassert their downtrend. This is a rather important move because we have a lot of arguments out there talking about the potential for treasuries to stay higher for longer, for yields to stay extraordinarily low for a very long time, and the Japanese experience is cited not so much as an example but as a roadmap. And that is not at the moment being borne out by the chart action. Of course, what we can expect is that government bond prices are going to remain volatile, although they are extraordinarily overextended at present, and yields, having hit historic lows, are at the point where they are due at least a relief rally. Where they go following any type of relief rally in yields or pullback in bond prices is anyone's guess and would depend very much on the economic background in the USA improving, if that is that the high that we've seen recently is going to be a medium to longer term high. So it is all to play for here. Oil was also up over $3. It's up to $44 now. So oil remains extraordinarily volatile, and what we continue to see is evidence of base formation development. And that does imply that it's probably not going to pay to buy breakouts in the oil market for a while yet. We can expect volatility to continue, and as investors get the idea that the tests of this sort of $33 to $35 level are unsuccessful, that is probably an area to have bids at the market rather than be increasing selling positions. So with this rally, we have further confirmation that two-way action has certainly increased in the oil market. It was a remarkably persistent push to the downside, and this is quite positive action now, indicating that the bottoming out process is underway for oil. That doesn't necessarily mean we've seen the absolute low, although we've certainly seen medium-term lows, but it does mean that the momentum for this downtrend is at an end, and that the risks are now more to the upside than to the downside. And it does look as if it is turning into a baby steps type scenario where it will be best bought following reactions, but it is also unlikely to be able to sustain meaningful upside breaks, particularly as long as the economic weakness that we see right around the world continues. While the energy markets have been relatively, well, quite strong in the case of oil, and natural gas was also up 16 cents, we see that the industrial metals complex was still quite weak today. You had nickel down 600, you had zinc down over 100, and copper was also down a bit. Aluminium broke down a couple of days ago and extended its downtrend in here today. So we continue to see weakness in the industrial metals. But that is also indicative of this, what certainly appears to be the initial signs of base formation development in a number of these industrial metals. And I think one of the key examples there would be nickel, which has been going sideways a little bit longer than some of the others. This has also been a day in which the dollar has held on to most of its gains that it made yesterday, but is actually finishing down on the day. And that is a the strong dollar is helping to support markets in the US. It has been a key support for, I think, for the treasury markets. But if we do see a meaningful rally from the lower side of these 3 month ranges coming through, then that will create competition for dollar denominated assets in other markets, and we can expect a support for the dollar to be withdrawn, particularly as the dollar is looking a bit overextended in here, having rallied extraordinarily from that sort of 78 level up to its current 85, and the highs from December are around 88, and they're the first area of potential resistance now that it has broken up into that top formation area. Of course, the dollar would need to sustain a move to the upside to reaffirm its medium-term uptrend. Personally, I think that is an unlikely proposition. I think there's a much stronger possibility that it's going to encounter resistance here, particularly if we do get a meaningful rally from the lower side of these ranges in stock markets and we get some more strength in the commodity sector. It is certainly the energies are showing that strength right now, but you also have a number of the other softer commodities are looking as if they're attracting more interest, and I think key among those would be coffee, Robusta coffee, white sugar, and there is also renewed interest. Oh gosh, the third one has slipped my mind. But certainly, if you do a click through of the soft commodity sector in the chart library, you'll see that there is potential for base formation underway in that sector. Looking at getting back to the stock markets, because this is really the big question asking area, just like we had at the top of the range nearly a month ago, we're right down to the bottom of the range now. And you're looking at 8,000 on the Dow and 800 on the S&P. They both rallied very well from there today, indicating that people are willing to buy at the lower side of the range. Of course, the economic news continues to get worse. There is certainly optimism, and there is also the potential, of course, that President Obama will get a honeymoon bounce where his economic package is given more attention, where the stimulus package that he wants to push through Congress will be ratified and implemented, and all of that attention will certainly help the stock markets in the short term and could easily help fuel a rally up towards the upper side of the range once more. Of course, there are lots of other arguments for why the stock markets will be unable to sustain rallies, and there will be lots of people saying that this market has got no guts and they'll be looking for another leg on the downside, and they won't be countermanded and their arguments won't be dismissed until the market can sustain an upward break, and it has been unable to do that just yet. They will also be pointing towards the potential for earnings in the first quarter to heavily disappoint, and there is the valid argument that the estimates that are being put out by analysts aren't nearly bearish enough, that they're not discounting the damage that has been done to the wider economy enough, and people are have much less faith in those measures as of the last year because they've consistently been on the wrong side of the decline. You'll see that I posted a spreadsheet of these measures in comment of the day today, and they may be of interest to anyone who's looking at fundamental data. Therefore, it's for the Dow Jones members. But the point being is that these markets are ranging, and in a range, you would normally expect to see that arguments for and against the market are relatively evenly balanced. People will also be, of course, be looking at the bank sectors, which broke on the downside recently. Of course, back in 2007, they made up an extraordinarily high percentage in terms of the weightings they had in most global indices. I remember, just off the top of my head, that the Irish market had was between 60 and 70% bank at the top, and that has fallen remarkably. So they don't have near the same impact on how the indexes actually trade. But the psychological impact of having banks so remarkably weak, and the possibility that shareholders will be wiped out, there will be n and that there will be mass nationalizations, is enough to scare investors away from most shares. Even though there are lots of companies out there with strong balance sheets, with strong ability to pay dividends and the ability to cover those dividends, they are going to attract greater attention as the bottoming out process continues, because as the range goes on for longer, more and more people will start to think that the potential downside is limited. And that is, of course, assuming that a range goes on from where we are now, goes onwards, and that support is being generated in here. And of course, there is a remarkably large amount of cash on the sidelines, which is ready to be deployed. The yield on the 3-month treasury was 0% relatively recently. It has pushed above that 0% now. It's at 0.1%. So still extraordinarily low. People willing to have their money in very short-term bills because it is secure, but also because they can get their hands on it when they need to. If the evidence is clear that there is a rally underway, we could easily see that capital coming back into the markets quickly, and that is the fuel for not only a short-term rally, but because there is so much of it on the sidelines, and of course people will have greater or lesser risk tolerances, that is also the fuel that will drive the recovery, which is inevitable. Let's not forget that at some point enough support will have been generated that the economic bad news will have been discounted, and there will be a recovery at some point. Whether that is upon us right now or not is still very questionable, and of course the charts will tell us when there is, well, the charts will tell us when that support has been generated enough. The 30-year treasury is an interesting point here, because technically it looks like as if it's going to come lower. And following that acceleration to the upside, when it peaked and had those big downward dynamics, it's looked like it topped out since then. But there still is the elephant in the room that the Fed are willing to buy treasuries in order to keep yields low and in an attempt to bring down the rate at which mortgages are going to be reset, or the rate at which new homeowners can take out mortgages. But they've already cut interest rates to the bone. They can't very well cut them any further. And we see that the spread between what people pay in a mortgage and what the Fed are charging is extraordinarily high in terms of the history that we have available. I think the chart that I posted today is of about 10 years, and the spread is nearly 300 basis points. If banks are unwilling to cut their margins and lend at more reasonable levels over treasuries, then there is the distinct possibility that we're going to have the Fed moving in and legislating, forcing the banks to cut their margins and lower the rates at which they are willing to lend money to homeowners. That, I think, would be much more effective and given the fact that we have such a remarkable number of resets coming in 2009, and the Fed is going to be, and the government in just about every department is going to be very desirous of averting an acceleration of the pace in foreclosures. That is probably inevitable if the people who took out the teaser rates on adjustable rate mortgages are unable to reset those mortgages at rates that are more within their ability to pay. If we do not see the rate at which mortgages are coming down, even though treasury yields are extraordinarily low, interest rates are also extraordinarily low, then there is a strong possibility, in my opinion, that we could have government acting extremely quickly to force lending institutions to cut the margins over at which they're lending. And I think that is something that we need to watch, because even though the Fed have said that they were willing to borrow treasury, or sorry, to buy treasuries, I don't see that as being the most successful policy in bringing down the margins that we're seeing banks lend to consumers at. That is going to be one of the key developments, I think, that will be part of any type of recovery situation or stimu or sorry, recovery plan. And with that, I think I will leave you for the evening, but thank you very much for your time.